Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael Hoya, if Moshe Rabbeinu really, really loved Klal Yisrael, if so, Lo Me'ichron Bamidbar Boim Shana, how come Moshe Rabbeinu kept him in the Midbar for 40 years? So Amaloi, so the Zokin said back to him, Rebbe, Pekachot Achot, Pekach Ata Petrani, with this you want into me, Amaloi, Shaita, like a fool, for Loi Teitera Shleim Shalonu, Ke Sicha Batele Shlechem, our Torah should not be like a joke, like words that you're making up. No, the Bechim and Zakim tell him, like, your words are some foolish words. You have no muck, you have no raya for it. And we have a whistle, we have a clear pasuk, we'll soon see. So the kids of Bechim and Zakim answered him back with this inyan by going to the Midrash. Rashi says, that's just time he was matchim the kash, like you threw him away. Now that's not an answer what you're saying. But rather, he said like this, Rabbi Yochanan Mazaka, you should know, Kosu Vecheroim, the one pasuk says, Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, it's supposed to count 50 days. Which is Mashma, you have to count 50 days. So Rashi says, Mashma Yomim, for Lo Shruas, you have to count days and not weeks. Now, the Kosu Vecheroim, the one pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosais Timimais Tiyenu, that you have to count 7 weeks. Rashi says by the weeks is mashma, like you start from the beginning of the week. So here it's mashma, like you start counting from Sunday till Sunday, like a full week. And the first pasuk is mashma, tishcha mishim yom, it's not telling the week. It could start even in the middle of the weekday. It could start to start counting the Sefira Sayma. So Ketzah hasn't come out. Kan biyom tishchali is b'Shabbos. When the first day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, and Echanami, Moitzoi Pesach, Moitzoi Shabbos, that's the day they make the Sefira Sayma, and they bring the Yomer on Yom Rishon. So then, Taki, you have a full week, you can count the weeks. But Kan biyom tishchali is biyom tishchabbos. But if Pesach comes out in the middle of the week, and Echanami, then you start counting the Sefira. You bring the Mincha Sayma in the middle of the week, and then it's true, it's not a full week. Then you don't count the weeks. Then you only have to count the days. So that's a proof, not like the Bais Susim, that the Sefira Sayma does not always have to start on Sunday. As if to say that therefore 7 weeks later will be Shavuos on a Sunday also. It's not always totally in the beginning of the week. It depends whenever Pesach comes out, the second day from Pesach, that's the time to bring the Mincha Sayma. Now, Reb Lezer Oimer, Ein Tzarech, I don't need this pasuk. Haray Yuwaim, another pasuk says, Tispalacho means count for yourself. Meaning to say, Rashi says, Mashmalacho te Mesura Svira, the Svira is given over to you. That means, Svira Tluya, Tispalacho means Svira Tluya the Bezdin. That the counting has to do with the Bezdin. Shem Yoidim Lechadesh mi Mochros Hashabbos, which means Mochros Yomtif. Now when you start counting, the day after Yomtif. When does Yom Tov come out? That's totally when Rosh Chodesh was, when the Bezdin was Kaveh Rosh Chodesh. So the counting has to do L'chor with the Psak of Bezdin. So Yotzes, it goes out from this Shabbos Bereshis, that you cannot say the counting of the Sefira Seymar has to start on a Sunday, on the Yom Rishon after Shabbos. Because if you count from Shabbos, Shesviroso L'chol Adam, that Sefira is given over to anybody. It's not a Din in Bezdin anymore. We know Shabbos Bereishis was given to everybody. There's 6 days, and then there's Shabbos. See, if the Sefira was telling the days, it's telling always at the start, Yom Rishon, you do not need a Bezdin in this. And since the Pasuk says, Tispo Lechor, it's Mashma telling the Psak of Bezdin. So therefore, when do we start counting Sefira Sayimam? The second day of Pesach. Now, when does Pesach start? On Tes Vav, Benisan. So you have to know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. You have to have a Sefira of Bezdin. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says like this, Rabbi Yeshua, Aymer, Omra Torah Manu Yomim, the Kiddush Chodesh. Torah says to count days, and to be Mekadesh, the Chodesh. The Rashi says the Chodesh is 29 days, and then the 30th day you make Rosh Chodesh. Well, it's the 30th, more 29th, but that's where you make a Rosh Chodesh. It is so here also. Is Mona Yomim, count the days over here. The Kiddush Atzeres, and then your Mekadesh, Shavuos comes out, the Yom 50th day, in Shavuos. If so, Ma Chodesh, Samach Lebiyosinika, just like Rosh Chodesh. Right before it comes, you could tell, Rashi says, like, you always know when to make Rosh Chodesh. You always know it's the 29th day. From the Moilid, you know when to make Rosh Chodesh. is so afateros, the same thing by teros also, somach libiyos and ikeros. Right before it comes is nikar, meaning to say you know when to start counting the 50 to the 49 days. You start counting mimochros, means the second day of Pesach. That starts from Tezayin Benisim. So it's always a Yom Kavua when you start counting the Svira. So that's how we know you have to start counting on Tezayin Benisim. Now, the Yim Taimer Atzeres Liyur the Machra Shabbos, because if you're going to tell me that Atzeres always comes out on a Sunday, the first day of the Shabbos, is Heich Tein Ikeres Mishlefaneh. Like, how are you going to know when to start counting the Yomer? You don't know, it's not a day of the month, that's Nikah. So that's a proof to say you always have to start counting on Tes Zayin Benisen, whether it's Yerishan or not. Rabbi Yishmael, Lamer Shmuel says, Omrutar the Torah says, Habo Omer bePesach, bring the Omer on Pesach, or Shtei Alechem biAtzeres, and bring the Shtei Alechem, you know, it's brought on Shavuos. It is Soma Lahalan. Regel or Tchilas Regel. Just like by Shavuos, it's the Shtei Alechem comes on Shavuos and comes at the beginning of the Regel. Is Aflalon who had in the Mincha Seimer Regel, it has to do with Pesach. Well, Tchilas Regel, it comes at the beginning of the Regel, meaning the second day of Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseroi Mer, another Joshua, that Nema Shabbos Lamalo, Venema Shabbos Lamato. It says Shabbos Lamalo, and it says Shabbos Lamato. Rashi says, it says, Adi Mochros HaShabbos HaShriyas, Vikraftim Mincha Chadosh Adayinu Atzeres, Venema Shabbos Lamalo, Svatlan Chemirochos HaShabbos. Says the word Shabbos both by Shavuos and by Svira Saima. Is Malahalan regular, Tchilas regular, just like by Shavuos, means the beginning of Yom Tif. Is Afkan also regular, Tchilas regular, Samachul, it has to be right next to it. That you start counting the Svira Seimer right away at the beginning of Pesach. That's how we know you do not have to wait till the first Sunday of Pesach, but rather the second day of Pesach, that's when you start counting. Tana Rabbanan learned like this. Pesach says, Usvartem Lachem, Shetei Svira Lacholechot Viechot. Everybody has to count Svira, Saradin, Samin, Bezdin. Everybody has to count Svira Seimer. Then it says, Mimochras HaShabbos, the next day after Shabbos. So we hold the Pshat is Mimochras Yom Tif. It means the second day of Pesach, the day after Pesach. Ayeni, maybe not that way. El Mochras Shabbos Bereshis, maybe like the Baisusim Darshan, that Mochras HaShabbos means the first Sunday of Pesach. That's when you start counting the Svira Seimer. So Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harei Yom, the Pesach says, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Count it 50 days. So it means to say, Kol Sviras Shata Sefer Lo Ye'el Chamishim Yom. Every time you count, it cannot be more than 50 days. The 50th day, that Shavuos, means every time you count, it's always the same amount. You never count more. Now, the Yom Tov, if you're going to tell me, Mimochras Shabbos Bereshis, it means to say, first count the Svira. On the Sunday, the first Yom Rishon after Shabbos, is so Pom Mishata Moitzi Chamishim V'Yechud. It can be 51 days after Pesach. Pom Mishata Moitzi Chamishim V'Shnayim, Chamishim V'Shalosh, Chamishim V'Yaba, Chamishim V'Chamisha, Chamishim V'Shisha. It can be even 56 days later. Like let's say the first day of Pesach comes out on Sunday, so the second day is Monday, so you don't start counting the Svira till next Sunday. And so sometimes Pesach comes, Shavuos comes out 56 days later. And that's not right, because the Torah always says, Tisbru Chamishim Yom, that the Zman Kavua, that 50 days after Pesach, that's when Shavuos is. We have Yehuda, Ben Beseiro, Imer, Ein Tzarech, I don't need to